You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Wage theft is an issue that's affecting many New Zealanders working in the hospitality industry. I spoke with Chloe Ann King, a workers' advocate, who posted an article about wage theft last Saturday to discuss the exploitation of hospitality workers.
For the people at home who might not be familiar, what is wage theft?
So wage theft effectively is generally something that happens a lot more in like low-wage industries like hospitality, where it's kind of waged work instead of a salary. And what it generally looks like is your boss maybe not paying you your holiday pay, underpaying you, just flat out not paying you, docking breaks that you never took, so just behaviour like that, and that's pretty much what wage theft looks like.
So you'd think that sort of behaviour would be illegal, right?
Yeah, so okay, it is illegal, but it's not a criminal act, so therefore under, you know, in New Zealand, so if you're an employer and you are stealing tens of thousands of dollars worth of wages off your workers, you will never see a day in jail and you cannot be criminally prosecuted for it.
So in your article you mentioned that you get a lot of emails from people telling you about wage theft. Is it really that common?
Yeah, so I worked hospitality for 15 years and I got so fed up with being stolen off so routinely and never getting breaks, just stuff like that I launched something called Raise the Bar, which is dedicated to raising the wages and working conditions of hospital workers. So every week I get emails from hospitality workers who are being stolen off blatantly. You know, they'll ring me and they'll basically say that their boss is refusing to pay their holiday pay, or maybe the business went into redundancy or liquidation, which is really common in the hospitality industry. And effectively, workers will be owed tens of thousands, but the employer is nowhere to be found and they've been left significantly out of pocket. That is incredibly common in hospitality, and I get a lot of emails about that.
In your article, and as you're saying with Raise the Bar and stuff, there's a focus around hospitality, but is this an issue that happens elsewhere as well?
Yeah, absolutely. It happens with supermarket chains, it happens in retail. It definitely happens across the board. Like, you know, we don't even keep particularly good stats on it either. But around the CTU did a big audit, and around 36 million in so-called payroll errors was happening. But it's really hard to believe that that's just accidental. Like, these are employers that know that they're stealing off their workers, but effectively the risk is almost worth it for them because the fines are also really low. So that, you know, the most they're going to get is a fine. And if they've stolen millions of dollars off their workers and they get like a fine that's significantly less, then obviously the risk of being caught it's completely outweighed because they get nothing almost.
Another thing you mentioned is what you call hidden costs of wage theft beyond the fact that it's just immoral in itself.
Yeah, so obviously when it comes to wage theft, the industries that are being hit the hardest are low-wage industries, and we know that, you know, it is Pākehā women, it is Māori people, it is Pacifica, it is people, you know, people of colour, Indigenous folk that are overrepresented in those industries. So already people that are being paid almost nothing or minimum wage, you know what I mean, are being subject to wage theft as well. So you actually end up often earning less than the minimum wage, and this is absolutely hitting people that are already subject to the ethnic pay gaps or the gendered pay gaps. So yeah, I find it really interesting that we're talking about those things, and we should be, but we're not actually having much of a discussion about wage theft in this country, which I think is really problematic. And also, it is obviously white-collar crime. So by consecutive governments not making this a criminal offence that can be prosecuted, they're effectively saying that, you know, employers can steal as much as they want off their workers and they can get away with it.
Exactly. And the people who work these jobs, as you said, they're vulnerable or they're young, and arguably they need that support more than anyone else, and it's just being stolen from them.
Yeah, exactly. And I find it, you know, whenever I talk to journalists or I have to tell a worker that wage theft is not a criminal offence, they're just baffled by it. They're like, how is an employer allowed to steal tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands sometimes off their own workers? Yet if I, as a hospital worker, put my hand in the till and stole $50, I could be up on criminal charges. But, you know, it's an absolute, like, imbalance of power as well.
Exactly. So, as you mentioned, this is an issue that's been covered a little bit in the media, and it's a topic that's being talked about a bit in Australian Parliament, but not really in New Zealand. Why do you think that people aren't talking about this on a political level?
Honestly, because there's no political will to talk about it. Like, I mean, currently right now in Vic State, the government is working on criminalising wage theft. And shortly the federal government are starting to, you know, like recently the federal government are starting to talk about it and doing caucus around it. But here, there's in Parliament, in recent times, I've not heard one politician bring up the issue of wage theft. I mean, I can take a stab at why I think that's the way it is, and I do think some of it is classism, and I do think some of it is that, you know, these are some of the lowest wage workers working in agriculture or working in hospo or, yeah, retail. And I think there's a lack of will because it's predominantly affecting, you know, people of colour, Indigenous folk, women like me who come from a working class background. I think that's definitely some of it, and we need to be discussing it, especially at a parliamentary level, especially because we have a poverty crisis at the moment, yet for some reason politicians are not making the connection between wage theft and poverty. It's definitely impacting people's paychecks and pushing them further into poverty. So I'm not sure why politicians can't make that connection, and then not one politician in the whole of Parliament can just step up and take this on as an issue that they're going to fight.
Yeah, so I want to ask you a little bit about hospitality more broadly. I mean, this is an industry that by all accounts is quite grueling and exploitative, yet a lot of people seem to disregard it as an issue. So how do you feel about that?
Mostly really mad at this point. You know, I mean, you don't give up like most of your life and dedicate it to organising hospitality, and everything I do is unpaid. Like Razor Bar is run by crowdfunding, and effectively I give out free legal advice every single day. I was undertaking a Masters of Human Rights so I could be, I went into significant debt just so I could be more legally trained and understand how I could lobby Parliament better. So you don't do that unless you're really annoyed and you actually really want to fight for people in the industry. So yeah, hospitality is one of the fastest growing industries in our country. I mean, every morning people go and get their barista standard coffee, they are eating in restaurants, and exploitation is happening right in front of them. And it does, people do seem to have a disconnect that the waiter in front of them is so likely to be suffering, especially if they're a woman, suffering sexual harassment on shift. Like Hospo Voice, which is a digital union in Australia organising Hospo, did a survey around sexual harassment, and 89% of all female Hospo workers said that they've been sexually harassed on shift. So the industry is deeply unsafe. We're underpaid. Obviously, precarity or insecurity in the industry is a massive issue. Bosses are constantly cutting shifts, not guaranteeing hours, stuff like that. And that is actually in breach of employment law, like the Zero Hours Act. And so many hospital workers don't know their basic rights, so they don't know how to fight. And that is something that I'm trying to change.
Yeah, that sounds quite terrible. So I guess what would you like to see the government do about it? I mean, how do we fix our hospitality industry and retail and all that other stuff you mentioned?
I mean, the first thing we could do is actually enforce the employment laws that we have. Like, we've only got about 60 labour inspectors, give or take, in the whole of this country to be enforcing employment law. And obviously unions do the best they can, but after the Employment Contract Act that came in 1991, which just completely decimated unions, and effectively it made joining a union just voluntary. So obviously there's been a massive decline in union membership, which is definitely led to the problems that we're seeing today. But we just need to actually start like militantly enforcing employment law from a governmental level. Like, we have the Wages Protection Act, and that's not enforced in HOSPO at all. That's not enforced in most industries. So I think that, yeah, we actually just need to start actually enforcing employment law. And we really need to bring in harsher penalties for wage theft and harsher penalties for employers that are, you know, breaching basic employment law, like breaks, stuff like that. I mean, yeah, I worked HOSPO for, you know, over a decade, and effectively breaks was almost like something you hardly ever got, or you had to do unpaid training, or, yeah. So I think that maybe the government needs to step up and actually enforce the laws that we have, because I can tell you that's not happening in HOSPO at the moment at all.
Exactly. It sounds like there's a long way to go.
Yeah, there really is. You know, I mean, if there was the King of Snake and Universal Eateries owed their staff like over $100,000 in wages and holiday pay. They never paid it. You know what I mean? Like, how is that okay? I recently worked with the Wagamama Wellington workers who were literally locked out of their own you know, out of the restaurant. And the owner owed them about $50,000. We managed to, by using the media and collectively fighting and pushing, we got a goodwill gesture from Wagamama of $30,000, but the actual owner of that franchise still owes them $20,000. You know what I mean?
Right,
so,
yeah.
But I do, I do think that's such an awesome example of, if hospitality workers reach out to me and I can give them legal advice and help them to organize, we got that win in less than 3 weeks. That's pretty impressive. You know what I mean?
That's very impressive, yeah. Is there anything else that you want to add?
I would like to say, if there are any hospo workers, and I do cover agriculture as well, like, you know, fruit picking and stuff like that, you can contact me at raisethebarcampaign@gmail.com, or just look up Raise the Bar on Facebook. And yeah, everything we do is free. We're going to launch a petition soon to, you know, lobby government to make wage theft a criminal offence. So yeah, we are fighting, and we would love to hear from any hospital workers that need help, free legal advice. We can help you write personal grievances, we can take on your boss, we can connect you to the media, whatever you need.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.